Dear Jesus, our hearts are intertwined in you and your word. Help us feel your peace. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, but Patrice, can you do me a favor and make that rap? Your heart is intertwined with peace. You know
that
you guys do.
That was almost racist.
I just played the Larry King
thing
for
Patrice.
It felt very
Cab Calloway tap dance.
And in February, too.
You know?
Come on, Snoop.
Larry King decided that he wanted to be down.
Very dance
That's
for the
all.
NASA. Yeah, ooh. I don't know about all that.
Except I think Snoop turned it around. Go ahead. Go ahead, dog.
Go ahead, Larry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Dear Jesus, thank you for being... Right? That's how you guys do, right?
Jesus, yes, yes. We always thank Jesus.
Happy Black History Month, Patrice.
Fuck you. Sorry, it's my Tourette's reaction to...
How's that going for you?
My sister's school had a Black History Month pageant.
What does that mean?
That means that everybody had to do a report for Black History Month on a great black inventor. Of course, all the normal
All three
people.
Were taken?
Yeah. And she's in a class of like 25 kids. This is the shit that really blew my mind. My dad didn't tell me because he knows how I feel about Black History Month. So he didn't tell me till we got to the pageant who my sister's report was on. I don't remember the guy's name. I think his first name is Marion. So like there's of course the kid that does George Washington Carver. There's the kid that does the guy that created the stoplight, the pacemaker, the refrigerator. We get to my sister. Bless you.
Thank you.
And girlfriend is 12, about to be 13. And she managed, and it's slightly genius, and she is only half, so really she didn't have to pick anybody good as far as
She's
inventors.
She's half black.
She's only half black. Okay. So my sister did a 3-page report, typed, on a great black inventor. His name was Marion something. He is the man who created the Super Soaker.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
That's awesome.
I had more fun with the Super Soaker than I ever did with the stop sign.
I've never had a good time with heart surgery. So, and my father just sat there and looked at me like, "Behave."
I'm not saying
I think your sister's awesome.
I was just like, "This is the most Negroidian niggerish thing I've ever seen in my whole life." And she stood up there and read that shit like she was reading about like some great innovation. He created the Super Soaker. The motherfucker did not invent water guns.
But the two
He made them in hot
system.
Neon colors. Yes, he did.
That is fantastic.
I really just had to... And then everyone is like looking around and like the little Asian kid has somebody that did something smart. Here comes my sister. This motherfucker made a water gun.
But you know what's awesome about that? She knows that nobody can tell her shit about it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's never good enough for a half
He was black.
You know what's not good enough? February is the shortest month. What are you going to say about
now
that?
Now what?
Nobody's going to say anything.
I mean, think about it. It is fun to throw peanuts at each other, but that's going to get boring fast.
Exactly.
Did you hear about our promotion in the store for Black History Month?
Which one is that?
Guess what? You get to pick any shirt out of this store just this month. And you know what happens when that happens after we buy you a t-shirt? We get a free keychain.
Nice.
Yeah. That's right. You know, all we have to do
to keep it in-house.
is put the word pride in the notes area.
Oh, pride.
And here we go. And pride right there.
Yeah,
I put it in there.
Every February, we like to do Buy a Nigga a T-Shirt Month.
Oh, yeah.
And to make up for all the disgusting things we say about black people and darker skinned people. We buy them some kind of item of clothing.
I'd have to buy a nigger t-shirt.
Somebody darker than you, but I think you're. I think you got it covered.
Hey, I'm beige. Thank you. I'm dark beige.
Like Bernie Mac, maybe you owe him a t-shirt.
Yeah, I owe
for
Bernie
your
Mac
jokes.
A t-shirt. Yeah.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day, all you chicks glossing over this. It's Valentine's. Mm. Back to Valentine's Day. This is my girlfriend, Cindy Adams.
Okay.
NYU Student Union Center made this announcement, quote, "You're all invited to our Valentine's Day party. We're giving away free cupcakes and free condoms. Only you."
Really? That's the best you could do there?
Only in New York do they give away free condoms.
Nothing smart about loving her dog. She usually at least has at least one good bon mot about loving her dog.
I don't celebrate Valentine's. Because I only used to celebrate it with Jazzy. Well, he's in heaven now, God bless him.
You know the name of her fucking
dog. Oh, I know. Jazzy and me. I know her
book.
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
Wow. I believe him. I totally believe in the dog named Jazzy.
I was happy hearing that her dog died because she has no real friends. She has her dumb dog. Fucking
one of her pictures, like, you know, there's a picture of her in the post. It was with the dog.
She's got a lot of pictures with the dog. She goes to red carpet events with the dog. Well, you know, it's her date.
That's Jazzy, and there won't be another one. Yeah.
I didn't remember it was Valentine's till I got on the train to come here, because all the guys getting on the train with, like, the fuck effort flowers, like, you totally forgot, and it looks like you bought it at the deli, and they put it in nice paper.
Wait, before we go into Valentine's Day, because I have comments about this, Jeremy says super soakers were invented so black people can get wet without swimming. I just wanted to get that in before we
continue. I guess if you think about it, you know, peanuts and monkeys, all this shit is bad.
You know?
All this shit is weird to report on.
How do we get to monkeys?
What's this?
Huh?
What? I know where the peanuts came from. Where the monkeys come from? Understand. Are you calling me a name, Keith?
I'm just saying. No, no. Oh, jeez. T-shirt. Give her the T-shirt.
I kept forgetting it was Valentine's Day, but then, you know, all you have to do is go outside for a second. You go to Google, you see it. I went to the pizzeria. There's like a balloon heart thing, and people are talking about it. I guess somebody was discussing, like, I don't have a Valentine's Day. The pizza guy was like, hey, I'll go out with you tonight. And she's like, what's your girlfriend going to do? And everyone's feeling like, to me, everyone's feeling desperate and alone. And even if you have a significant other or somebody that you're going to go with tonight, there's going to be a feeling of, damn. I don't know. They like the flowers that you were seeing. They overpaid for it, and it's not going to be enough.
Right. Oh, no, they're still going to get in trouble. You can tell those were bought minutes ago.
It's just not worth
it. Nobody told you that buying by the dozen is the thing this year?
Wow.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And it still gets to Henda, though, this day. Like, okay, don't celebrate it. I get it. But, like, it bought.
You still let it bother
she
you.
She hates this day. I like it. Aww. I'm looking for a Valentine out there.
Hey,
I like it.
She's government's not willing to
celebrate. Why do you like it?
It's a nice thing.
You get candy.
All things are nice. Labor Day, nice. Groundhog Day, nice.
Nice.
Plant a Tree Day, I don't plant it, but it's nice. It's like, oh, look at that. It's on the calendar.
Arbor Day, yes.
Arbor Day, thank you. This day, I like it. Hey, I love you. And don't tell me you love me today.
It's nice theoretically, but the idea of putting pressure behind it is dumb.
Right, and guys are trying to get laid today. You know, hey, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I could blow you any day.
You know?
Okay, well, today's the day then. Not today.
Well, not for a teddy bear. That's weird.
Okay, it's not like I'm like, I won't say I love you today and I won't have sex today.
Let it come from somewhere.
It's that I don't want to go. I don't want to go to a restaurant today. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go.
You're
not eating today.
No, I'll eat in like a pizzeria.
You're beyond that,
though. You've got eating rules. Don't try to take me to Olive Garden.
Because the thing is okay, we tried this. Was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before because I panicked.
Right.
I can't deal with it. And then we get there and we're sitting on the laps of the people next to us.
Well, it's
they're
like New Year's Eve.
Out.
They jack up the prices and they put pressure on you for
Not only do they jack up the prices, but they have three things on the menu because it's so much business that they just have to keep it moving.
Look, you want chicken, fish, or not?
Maybe it's different outside of New York, you know?
No, I'm sure it's the same everywhere. I'm sure it's probably even worse outside of New York.
It just seems so stuffy.
Because I think a lot of people in New York are more willing to just discharge the idea of Valentine's Day.
I tell you what was awesome, though. See, this is the stuff, like, but Keith does this all the time. He does it all the time. Doesn't need a Valentine's Day. He'll make up any excuse. I went to bed. We're like, okay, we do whatever we do before we get to bed, blah, blah, blah. We talk, we do the things, and whatever. I'm about to sleep. And then I happened to put my hand under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
This is after, like, I've been in bed for quite some time.
All right, so what happened to Britney Spears?
Hand under the pillow, and I get a handmade card. It was so sweet.
And then
see, that'll get a blowjob. Not teddy bears.
That'll get you anything you want.
Not teddy bears. That's not from the bottom of your heart.
I hate teddy
bears.
Teddy
bears are dumb. I'm 29.
I like that.
Where am I going to put the teddy bear? Where? What am I doing? Not even look around.
What am I doing with it tomorrow?
I like that Henda goes, and there's nothing special, it's just another day, and there's this card, it's Valentine's, for God's sake.
Okay, but he'll make up, but...
Coincidentally, it's Valentine's Day.
It just so happens.
But in the same vein, you'll make up like a Labor Day card, and like an, I just, whatever card. I'm telling you, it's fine, I just don't want to go to restaurants.
Okay, that's not it, though.
I feel like you have to put on your Valentine's Day outfit, and go have Valentine's Day dinner. And put titles on it.
I don't like it.
Okay, it's not just that, though.
Okay.
It's even like turning on the TV, flipping through channels. Channel 4 wants to wish you and yours a happy Valentine's Day. Fuck you!
So you're a Valentine's Day Grinch. Is that what it is?
Yes.
You're a Valentine's Day Grinch.
Yes.
He's exaggerating.
No, she was really spitting on our table, floor, everything. Walking around that.
It's for luck.
Of course, people are chiming in. Newsy, man, I'm just waiting till tomorrow for all the discount candy. Everyone says
that's
that.
What I told you.
Yeah, and
you
then
go tear it up tomorrow. 75% off candy.
It really is. Just 75%. Like, chocolate meant nothing after midnight on Valentine's Day.
Now it's time for Easter.
Oh, yeah. And right away they
No, I'm sorry. St. Patrick's Day.
By the way, it's the same candy.
I get so confused. I go in the store and get confused. Like, what's next? Because Easter and Valentine's Day are bleeding together with St. Patrick's on the edge. And
if you don't know what holiday it is that it's relative to chocolate, you haven't been to a drugstore in a while.
Just go to Rite Aid. They'll tell you what holiday you got to celebrate.
Let me give people a hint. Whenever they make these homemade cards to their loved ones, you know, like on the back of the card on the bottom where they put the price and stuff like that, make sure you put something there. Something cute or maybe just a heart. Because
forever.
First couple times I gave him the card, I noticed she looks at the card. Oh, that's sweet. What'd you take the time to put on the back? Nothing. It's like I put a middle finger on the back. Well, I guess nothing. Fuck me. Okay. So like yesterday at the bottom, she has to, it's real tiny, and she has to, you know, turn it upside down and focus. And I go, "Happy Valentine's Day." Gotcha.
Nice.
But yeah, if you don't take the time to add a little, like, there was space here to tell me you love me.
Write the price on the book.
I put a heart on
my heart.
He has written a price on there.
The price is my heart.
Oh, I'll pay the price. Good luck, guys. Good luck today.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I like it.
Win, though, almost with the Valentine's Day thing.
Right.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. But it's funny how much you hate it.
We're not going to do anything special. Because it's something that was meant to be. Well, I'm okay with that. Tonight, we're going to an open mic. Mm-hmm. That's nice. With our friends.
How disgusted are you going to be seeing Valentine's stuff out tonight?
No,
I'm glad I didn't stop at Rite Aid and buy a bag of candy because I love a good holiday. But
No. Nobody buy me candy. I don't need
I wasn't buying
chocolate
it for you,
in my
greedy.
House.
Just in general. I bought candy for Halloween. It was just candy.
No. See, that's the thing. The 75% off and then Keith goes nuts on it and then I got chocolate all over my house and I'm like, try not to eat chocolate.
Really? Now you're making a fat.
We're not even doing it.
Tomorrow hasn't even happened.
Right, we're not doing it.
We're still on today.
Did you guys give Valentine's to each other when you were kids in school?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No? We
I went to a Jewish
around.
School, so I don't think they were allowed.
Is it a sectarian?
Valentine.
Yeah. Oh, the real holiday.
We put that little lunch paper bag, taped it to the desk.
You had a shoebox in my school.
And you would decorate
the shoebox and it'd be a Valentine's Day
we
mailbox.
We did have that too. Mm-hmm.
Did they make
that.
Everybody make one for everybody?
No, they didn't make you.
You didn't. Those were the days when you gave Valentine's to who you like.
Yeah.
People cried, right?
Of course. You know, the
well,
sad
there's always
guy
the one kid that like farted and picked his nose and he'd get one from the teacher.
Yeah, he'd get one from the teacher, exactly. Or Lisa, you know, one of them. We did this thing in our school where they took, you know, it's funny, like, when a computer can do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, we'd have the fair or some kind of event in our gym, in our high school gym. And I remember, like, for $1, I'll make a printout of a heart with inside your name and somebody else's name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fancy. That's what computers were able to do, a heart with two names
in
it.
Or the card that you had to fold into four. That was hardcore.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
like,
you had to line up the way it was printed and write it on it. It's in color, okay? My mother let me use the colored ink.
Right. And then there was also another one where they would, it's kind of like, you know, there wasn't doctors behind it, but they would match you up with somebody in the school. You say all your likes and they say all their likes.
Yeah, that was like junior high-ish, yeah.
And I got a junior high school girl, like we were all, you know, she's 11th grade, I'm in 12th grade, and we're all matched up and I was too shy to say something. But aww. I really wasn't into her, like she wasn't that attractive.
I never met her.
But there was something about like, the computer said. Like, why aren't I talking to her? The computer said.
Nice.
Heather. Sorry.
And yet you never went on Match.com and stuff? Actually, you did as an experiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I didn't get anybody.
What came of that?
Nobody. I did it. Me and Evan did it when Evan used to live here. He was getting it left and right. Mm-hmm. I got not one. Mm-hmm. And I get that I answered some joke questions, but it wasn't like I'm gonna kill you or anything like that. It was a little edgy. But in no way should I not have gotten any.
A little edgy.
Nobody was in.
That sounds like trouble. What
tell him the edgy,
edgy
things.
I honestly don't remember. Do you remember any?
Still up?
Favorite hobby, eating you out.
Right.
Wow, not on Match. That's Nerve.
Who doesn't like being eaten out?
That's rude.
Actually, you were on Nerve with that, right?
Was it Nerve?
I think it was
it
Nerve.
It would have to be Nerve. I don't see that being.
But he didn't get any winks
terms
or anything.
Terms and conditions, no winks.
I didn't get any winks or nudges. My hobby's eating you out. That's what I like to do, morning, noon, and night.
But there's not one girl that's into that?
But I don't know you yet. That's rude.
Yeah, but there's not one person who decided, hey, you know what?
Well, you know, what's my hobby really? Stand up? I'm not going to do it the first time we meet. It's a hobby. You know, get to know me. We go out sometime. I get on a stage.
That's rude.
Right? Your hobby's knitting. I don't come to dinner with putting together a scarf. That's a hobby. Nice to meet you. What are you doing down there? Oh, I said my hobby. I'll do it when the time comes.
See why you didn't get any winks?
I don't get it.
Just what? Rude.
I didn't get... And then the school would have the carnation. You could buy a carnation for $1.
I remember that. And somebody come around the classrooms delivering them.
White meant normal. Red meant love.
And pink was
yellow
like
meant
friendship.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Did you get any? You didn't have money, right?
I never got any, buddy. I never got any.
I like that. You didn't get any. You're broken. Nobody loves you.
This is really a sad day indeed.
Happy holidays.
Oh, I got him. The fuck
you're broken. Nobody cares.
Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, guys. It's Brumsky here.
Hey, Brumsky. What's kicking?
Hi, Brumsky.
Hey, I was just going to fill in a little bit on Ant. You were talking about how much you hated Ant on yesterday's show. And I was looking for a clip from when he was on Adam Carolla show. I couldn't find it, but I just was going to just feed the fire a little bit. He's had like 10 plastic surgeries or something, too. Maybe Patrice knows more about that. But
I don't doubt it. His hairline seems to move from season to season.
It's not working,
I know
though.
He's done the hair plug thing. He's like the poor man's Mario Cantone or whatever his name is.
He's the worst. I like
did
knowing
you hang
that
up
he did
on
that. No, I didn't.
Hey, do you have a Valentine?
I'm still dating that Persian girl.
What? Really?
Holla.
Have you met the family yet?
Yeah, yeah. A couple weeks ago, my family came down here.
Whoa. But, no, have you met her Persian family?
Oh, her. Oh, hell no. I don't get that.
For what?
No, you didn't. Nobody's pregnant.
We met Brumsky a couple times. He came to a couple of events and also helped us out with, it was 2 years ago, actually. Was your poster, and he came in early, posted the poster up. Yeah, he came to the Texas thing. You can find that. He pulled down his pants for us. Yes, myspace.com/thebrumsky, and he's a cutie pie who's dating one of my people.
Nice.
Yeah, and
you said that like
Farsi?
You did something.
I can't hear you that well, but hey, Hemda, do you speak Farsi? Is that what it is you speak?
No, I only know the command words, like, come here, get out, eat, things like that, because my dad would just bark things at me. But they're all B words, because right. I guess, like, command words are B, like, Bia, Base, Berim, Boho, like, stuff like that.
They should have somebody go over there to the Middle East and teach words like,
please
and thank you. Can you? May I?
Would you mind?
Not to inconvenience you, but could you not
put
it cutting...
in any trouble?
I know. One thing, one sentence. You know why? Because I would go to my father and I would say, hey, look, I got a 98 on my test, let's say. And he would say it, and I'll say it because I actually memorized it. I'm so proud of myself, and I know one Persian song. But I know one thing. It's not even a phrase. It's just a sentence. Which means I could give a fuck. he also used to say,
yeah,
where are the other two points?
That was
points.
My mother's sentence.
But it was a clean version of I could give a fuck.
Nice.
What's where are the other 2 points?
You got a 98. Where are the other two points?
That's what, he would
that
say,
was my mother's like statement.
He would say it as a joke, my father, because he doesn't know how to express niceties.
Right.
And he would say, like,
that means,
oh,
good job.
Exactly. Oh, 98. What's he going to say? Like, oh, sweetheart, that's awesome. Yeah. He would only say the word sweetheart as like a... Like to people he hated. Yes, sweetheart. Like just he doesn't like to say nice things. Mm-hmm. So I know that one sentence, and so I bust it out when I'm around Persian people, and they tell me things that I don't care about.
Well, nice. Good luck with that, Promsky. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to come up to your. I'm pretty sure I'll be up at your show this year, the 15th. But she's not going to make it.
Aww.
But I think I'll bring my little brother. He's getting into it now.
Oh, he's cute,
girl
too.
Stuff, so.
Hey, send me a picture of you and your woman. I want to see. Maybe she's my cousin.
I know.
Shit.
he got a big... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, he's getting into it now, and I'm glad I can contribute when I can, like my banter with Dane Cook a while back. So,
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'll fill people in. All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Peace. He's the one that called...
that wrote MySpace to Dane Cook about being a joke thief and what have
right.
you. And Dane Cook had to take the time and write back. Like, you're pathetic. Why does this bother you? But it kept going back and forth where it was hilarious.
You weren't doing nothing at the time.
What's that?
You weren't doing nothing at the time.
I was at the computer anyway, you know, canceling the people that aren't being nice on MySpace.
Oh, it's terrible.
2 million friends. Well, you could have 10 million if you wanted.
He hasn't learned the rules.
Okay, getting back to Ant real quick that he brought up. I was talking about him yesterday and how, you know, because we were talking about Last Comic Standing and how dare this fake fuck, now also physically apparently, it can judge comedy. And he takes it, you know, being one of the Last Comic Standing judges.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What a douche. So anyway, I bought his CD on iTunes the other day and I had to stop halfway through because it's so overly gay. No. And just, it is. That every track's about being gay. Anyway, this... last night I finished the second half of the CD, and it's not like necessarily that he stole jokes from a comedian you can even recognize. He's telling old jokes from like when words
like
were
buttons?
Invented, like from yeah, exactly. You know what? No joke. Like Red Fox didn't necessarily make up his own material. He just did rapid fire jokes, kind of like who's the guy that plays. All the cartoon characters.
Howie Mandel?
No. Kind of talks like, does a good Seinfeld impression, real like, I...
Bobcat Goldthwait?
No. We're getting close, though. Okay, it'll come to me.
Okay.
Anyway, recently he did a Gilbert Gottfried, and he did a CD called Dirty Jokes, and it was just rapid-fire jokes, like Jackie the Joke Man Marley.
Right.
He just collects old jokes. Those kinds of jokes is what Ant does, and he acts like that stuff really happened in real life. And apparently gay people, at least in his crowd, never heard a joke before.
No.
It's not necessarily clapping or laughing. You hear, woo, woo, woo. It is like a parade. I think he did this.
Sounds like a gay ambulance.
Right. Okay, so anyway, here's an example of what I'm talking about.
Well, if you were in the military and you were in your uniform, if I had an open seat in first class... I would upgrade you for free as a way of saying thank you for protecting our country.
Yeah. That's nice.
So that we can all sleep at night, okay? She would sniff you out and she would bump you back to coach. So I go, Carla, what was that for? Mr. Military? He was undressing me with his eyes. He was putting you in a new outfit. So you know...
Okay, so that's just the setup.
They
just
must have had a two-drink minimum before the show started. Because right. Girlfriend in the back sounds done.
All right, so here it is.
Still of the flight, how the captain always gets on the PA.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for flying TWA. We'll be in New York 2 hours, 12 minutes. Weather is 71 degrees.
And he thinks he shuts off the PA into the main cabin. But this time he didn't. So the next thing you hear him say to the first officer is...
All I need now is a stiff drink and a blowjob.
I've heard that.
Of course.
You see that bitch running from the back of the plane. When
oh my
she
God.
Got past me, I said, well, don't forget the stiff drink.
Oh, my God. That's like a knock-knock joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the first joke ever invented. That never happened, and I bet you never did put service people in first class either. You weird liar. I get you don't have to
liar.
Tell the truth for...
No, you can be a liar.
Right.
It's just don't make it weird.
I get, like, I'm not saying you got to tell the truth doing stand-up, but
no.
Don't steal these old jokes. Act like they're yours.
That's like he's reading a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so weird.
And you're
That's
there
what you
to
did
judge
in grade
people.
School to get girls, right?
I do like that he has a straight voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the worst. How dare you judge... How dare you judge? No good. Next. Let me look up the joke book of George Washington. I got to perform tonight.
There once was a cherry tree.
Well, this homo can tell a liar. Ooh. Oh, he angers me. By the way, here's something else that bothers me. And I think because I...
What next, Keith?
I respect their show, so, you know, I didn't complain about it, and I'm sorry that I didn't earlier. I'm a fan of the show Opie and Anthony, of course. And I heard a show a couple days ago, and they were saying they showed George Lopez telling jokes at the Grammys, and the joke
right.
was, you know, if you're going to have a woman president or a black president, have a contingency plan, at least have a Mexican vice president.
Yeah, so they don't get. Yeah, it was dry.
Right, and I've heard that before. And
yeah, we've heard that before.
They also played an older clip from Dave Chappelle telling that exact same joke.
Right.
Certain George Lopez know that it's already been said, or maybe George Lopez invented it back in the day. But they all but flat out said, Opie and Anthony were saying this, that yes, it really looks like George Lopez stole this. Jim Norton, the comedian that's always with him, denied it because he says he likes George Lopez and doesn't think he's a thief, but really said that. This goes to another time when I heard them. They played the clip that we played with Louis C.K. and Dane Cook. Then Louis and Dane. Like, obviously, Dane Cook's stealing from Louis C.K. And they're like, yeah, this is definitely he stole these things. Then why do you continuously have Dane Cook in your studio?
I think it's because they have no choice. Mm-hmm. I think it's because they work for somebody. Like, we don't work for anybody yet. You know what I mean? This is our show.
We don't necessarily book your show.
You could not have somebody on that disgusts you.
I don't know about that.
Not always.
I don't know about that.
The CBS or XM or whatever are making him go, you get Dane Cook.
I'm sure if they have enough connection to a project, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You don't always get that kind of choice.
You're working for somebody
now. Oprah don't handpick everybody that shows up on her show. Oprah sits down sometimes and just goes, well, who's next?
You know what? I'm telling you.
You don't think that makes sense?
Let's say
you don't get to pick like that.
Let's say we are owned by people. I guarantee that I will not have a guest on that is making me sick to my stomach and not address what's going on.
Can I just tell you,
it's so safe because George Lopez isn't in the room that day. But whenever you have Dennis Leary on, how about going, no, seriously, what's this thing about you stealing not only Bill Hicks's jokes but his entire personality? But instead,
well,
you just nod up your fucking stomach
he's
and you
not
just
using
sit
it.
There. Right. Well, don't act like comedians love to act like they get to say everything. They're almost sicker than regular people, the shit they can't say.
But back to the point of the idea of XM and Sirius or whatever station owning it, it's part of a bigger thing. I mean, let's say you're on a radio station and it's Clear Channel. Clear Channel owns movie whatevers and they own this and this is their project they're promoting. You have to have that particular person in.
I agree with Patrice, and he's going to be on our show if we work for somebody. However, I do believe, Keith, that you would call it out.
Right. The context of the interview is what's important. Yeah. If you gloss over the idea that you don't enjoy this person or even address any issues you might have with them, then that's bullshit. But if you have them in a studio and say, look, I have you here, not even necessarily against my will, but this is what I want to ask you, A, B, and C, that you probably aren't asked at another place.
And you'd probably have a certain amount of things that you aren't allowed to ask, but but Opie and Anthony love pissing people off, so it's surprising that
it's a real pussy move, and it bothers me.
It bothers you because you like them.
It bothers me because I like them. It bothers me that comedians are so proud that they get to say whatever they want. But, hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
What's up, Keith? It's Big Jim.
What's up, Big Jim?
How you doing, man?
Good. Big Jim, I was talking to Big Jim the other night, in fact.
Last night,
that's right.
Keith loses days.
Nights and days, they all bleed together.
He went to sleep at 8 in the morning. I went to sleep at like 5 in the morning. I don't know what the hell's happening in the house lately.
Nice.
Keith was playing I Have Every Song in the World last night on the
chat.
It's fun. It's fun.
Because you have that, what is it, the compilation of every song ever.
I have every song ever made, and then they name a song, and I'll play it. You have to see the magic. You have to, happen to catch us during an after show or something like that. I'm going to hang up on you now, Big Jim, and then you can call back later if you want. Right now, I'm going to play the call, just so there's not so much noise over the phone lines. I'm going to play the call of us talking last night, all right?
All right.
All right, take care, buddy. Here it is. Here's me and Big Jim talking. You can hear me slurring. Palo!
Big Jim!
Big Jim!
Big Keith, what's up?
How you doing, Big Jim?
I'm great. How you doing,
Mr. How you Mal? Doing, man? You're third on the stand-up right now. How does that feel?
Not bad, since I'm the only one not ever mentioned on the show.
KeithandTheGirl.com. This is me live now. KeithandTheGirl.com/tryouts. You go there, you see all the stand-up submissions to open for me April 15th. The contest ends this... I'm sorry, voting ends. Yeah, same thing. Voting ends this Sunday. And right now, Big Jim, and he's saying that we never played his... A lot of them, it would be impossible to play them all. A lot of them we didn't play, but he's still number three right now.
Because you can actually play all the submissions on KeithandTheGirl.com/tryouts. So, did we... I don't remember his name. We never played him then.
I guess we didn't play
him. So people are really going through it and listening.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Number three.
Top five.
That did you say wasn't mentioned?
Yes.
You weren't played on the show at all?
No, not at all.
And yet, you're in the top three.
Yes.
That is very interesting. People enjoy your work.
Not bad for having the flu and coming up with shit on the fly.
Not bad at all. Now, where did you record it, and what was the situation? Give us a little behind the scenes of your work.
I believe, actually, I recorded it in my bathroom.
Nice.
Was the lady asleep? Were people asleep? Were you all alone in the house?
No, just to get alone in the apartment so no one would bother me.
Do you know that Brother Love recorded parts of his CD in the bathroom? It's a little not well-known recording secret.
Really? Well, maybe geniuses think alike, don't they?
Where's the little thing from Big Jim 50? Give us a second, Jim, and let's catch everybody up.
All right.
Did you ever notice those TV commercials for those male enhancement pills can never actually tell you what part of the body it's supposed to improve? You know, they have to beat around the bush and do it with a wink and a nod, saying, hey, take this pill and that certain part of the male anatomy will grow bigger and make your lover more satisfied. What if other products were limited the same way? And they could tell you what they could do, but not where it would be done to? Then everything would sound like it was for your cock. For instance, even toothpaste. As ridiculous as it sounds, you take out the part of the body, and it's for your dick. Toothpaste. Use it in the morning and before bed, and you'll be sparkly clean and minty fresh on that certain part of the body. Well, I didn't know my dick needed to be minty fresh, but I'm glad I can get that. The fact is, size does matter. Sure, you have to have some skill, some endurance, but if you're packing, you're ahead of the curve. And, you know, size is relative. Different size penises, different size vaginas. That's why I've taken to the extreme, and lately I've been banging midgets. Hey, don't knock until you tried it. There's something about those little people. Those little girls. I mean, those little people girls. Don't get me wrong, I'm not some type of perv or anything. But, you know, finding a midget, that's half the battle. It's like a real-life version of Where's Waldo. You know one's out there. You gotta keep looking and looking, and then you spot those big googly eyes, and there's the tiny hole you're gonna tear with your little average-sized manhood. Mm-hmm. Midgets, I'm convinced they're magical. I mean, they're straight out of a fairy tale book. With their oddly shapen body and disproportioned parts, arms that are either too long or too short, giant bobbleheads, and those sausage-like fingers that look so cute when they strain to reach around
your
cock.
Is he about to come?
I think he's in the bathroom because he's jerking off.
Yeah, wow.
They can only take 2 inches of your dick in their mouth at a time, and then they start to gag and cry, and the tears stream down their face, and they're filled with sparkles. Every time it happens, I make a wish, but they never come true. But I'm still convinced midgets are magical.
It'd be great.
If he jerks off on stage April 15th?
If he does win and I'm able to get 10 midgets in the front row.
He really will come then.
I don't know if it's good for stand-up.
What's that? Is his submission under 2 minutes?
It was under 2 minutes, yes.
Oh, okay.
He did follow the rules. Good for porn, but I like it and I remember hearing it. I really thought we played it on the show, but I guess we didn't.
No, no one played it. No one. McNally had on the forums. He mentioned, "Hey, these are some on the show that weren't played and take a look at." So I've been trying to let people hear, and people are voting. But,
so he's campaigning.
Know, right, we're gonna play this on tomorrow's show, and we'll see how it works out. Hey, Big Jim.
Yeah, what's up?
So there it is, buddy. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. It'll be great.
Where are you? Would you have to be traveling? Are you coming anyway?
I'm going to try to come anyway. But if I wouldn't have to be there, I have to be there.
Where are you at?
I'm in Texas now.
Texas. Okay, do we have your picture? I want to put it under all episodes to go with the voice.
Yeah, my MySpace is on the forums.
Why don't you help me out here?
It's your MySpace, brah.
It's MySpace/JimEdit. JimEdit.
All right.
You know, there is some incentives for people to vote for me.
Oh, yeah? You're giving out $100?
You're giving out $100 to everybody there?
What's that?
You're giving $100 to everybody there?
No, I'm not a pimp.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. What? No, but Rianne's taking up my Canadian cause, and she's going to flash everyone if I make it to New York. So that's the vote right there.
You know what I do? They are doing these things. I look on the forums. If you vote for him, you get to see tits. I don't know if is it you or somebody else that if you win, I don't know. Somebody's blowing somebody. I read. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Newsy said if I get the black and gay vote, then Newsy is going to get to blow me too.
So. I know each paste is promising something. Beautiful. Yeah. I personally think this is all good for comedy. All right. Well, good luck, man.
Thanks, guys. Right, take care.
All the events are posted on keithandthegirl.com/events, including the one that we just talked about.
Yeah, they're definitely campaigning on the forums. Bless you, baby.
I like that, though. Thank you. That means they care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Don't need a teddy bear.
Last night, also, this was scary. It happened to be when I was done doing everything, but every single icon It was like a movie, and if it happened in a movie, I would have been like, a computer doesn't crash like that. Just leaving my screen one at a time. Boop,
boop, like close, boop.
I've got to go.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Exactly. Me too. Where's he going? I'm gone too. I can't be here without him. And then the little things on the bottom, you know, for all different windows you have open, gone. And you feel like somebody's controlling your computer, just like bye, ha ha, instead of just fucking me. And then so I have to restart the computer, nothing's coming up, and you just think like that's the end.
Anxiety.
Right.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing with computers and regular people is it takes like an hour or two, I don't know how long, maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe an hour, until everything comes up again, normally, obviously we're doing the show right now. I don't know what happened, why, the end.
Yeah, there's no reason to do any research, it's back.
The printer started printing out 20 pages or something, I don't remember when I asked for that, and done.
And the hard thing about being the partner of the computer crash situation, first of all, like, that's my computer also. I mean, you know, it runs my show as well. But if one of us is panicking, that's enough people panicking.
And
you weren't
commandeering at the time that it goes blank. So technically, it's not your situation. You get to just sit on the side for that.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't want to be an asshole, but you're going to be an asshole no matter what as the side person. Because it's like, babe, don't worry about it. Like. And then I take it back. I'm like, I'm sorry. How can I tell you not to worry about it?
And the first thing you have to remember not to say is, what did you touch? Because then it becomes, why does it have to be that I touched something?
I asked him if he thinks it was some application or some, you know, new download thing that he thought. Or you don't really know what to say because truthfully, now that it's over, I can say I was panicking.
Yeah.
I don't need to, like, redo Audacity and our, you know, everything that's on there. I don't know if we lost all the email and
Firefox
updated
itself and ate every last bookmark I've ever had.
Oh, see, things like that.
And
like,
I literally sat there and went, well, then fuck it. I didn't need them.
See, I'm still not convinced that that we have everything back. It's one of those things, like, if it's
shut
down
when it's
like
missing.
That, you're not going to know until you actually need it. So, I don't know. It was really scary. I tried to
But all your songs are there.
I do have my songs,
Woo!
Although iTunes did fuck up for the third time. I'm kind of into...
I'm not a fan of iTunes. I only started using it recently.
I'm into, illegal activities.
You know what I'm saying.
You know, I tried.
They don't know how to code.
Sorry, brother love, man. I tried.
Oh, my God. Did you just open up the MySpace thing? I did, too.
For Big Jim?
Oh, my God. You guys have to go. /JimEdit, E-D-I-T.
There's a picture of the comedy trinity, me, Jesse Joyce, and him. He's putting together,
That's
graphics.
Funny.
You know, just based on that, I want him to win now.
That's beautiful.
I mean, Allison, I really thought was the best submission.
Right.
But that's the best campaign so far. Like,
but I have.
I'm already there.
But I made the posters. You know what? Maybe it'll work. I had somebody move in with me because I felt bad. Gus, the crazy veterinarian, I got a bad vibe about him. He kept coming into where I work. This should have been a sign of creepiness. I went, no, come on, please, man. Here, I got the money with me right now. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I felt bad and let somebody live with me. Now, I'd like to think I grew up and got over that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You already made the posters. What am I going to do? But you said I could go. He made posters.
He's got it. I don't understand why we haven't seen this until now. Look at this. He's got the. His quote is, vote for Big Jim 50 at www.kct.com/tryouts. Voting ends February 17th. Do it today.
Today.
That's his quote with an exclamation mark. He's
29.
We're
already past Super Tuesday. What else are you doing?
That is so odd. Maybe that's why he's getting all those votes, you know?
I don't know.
Hey, campaigning works.
It's like being prom queen. You got to work.
That's so great. Wow. Jim, you got to send that to Jesse Joyce. MySpace.com/Jesse Joyce. Just give him a little email there.
It's like he could have picked a more attractive picture of me. But,
I know. It's like he found the only picture possible. I mean, you don't look bad or anything, but it's Keith is looking at the camera like, what do I do? I'm just drinking beer.
Jesse,
which
just
I guess is you.
Jesse, I'm thirsty. Just,
what's that?
I'm thirsty.
Right. There were times when I wasn't so thirsty, Jim. All fairness. A South Carolina radio station will give away a free divorce today.
Wow.
Reminding everyone that Cupid can miss. WKLC-FM program director Jay Nunley said, the day has a darker side. Maybe you despise your spouse and resent the entire day. The Charleston-based station will accept applications on its websites. They got a lot of attention just for doing that.
Wait, but the divorce is like $300.
A local podcast is having a contest. You come in and they'll punch you in the face, you and your spouse. Let's see if that makes the news.
A divorce isn't that expensive. What's the prize?
And by the way, when going back to the computer crashing, you start thinking what it was, and I couldn't help myself but get mad at Rianne because she happened coincidentally to send me a song, and I was playing it, and I went to Everything Goes, and I'm like, where did you get this song?
The song of death.
Right, the song of death. And then I'm thinking, maybe it's those emails. Quit sending me emails about, oh, look what they could do with twisty balloons.
No attachments, y'all.
We worked in the clown business, and now everybody thinks we want every
balloon sculpture.
Picture. Yeah, no. I get it. They can make a dress out of balloons and a chair. Might not be something if it popped. It would be something.
They can make a dress.
Right.
Don't do that. Patrice.
You piqued my interest.
And
you're just giving me more to put under the pictures area, really.
I'm sorry.
And it's okay.
Then everybody has the email. Somehow I'm on a list of balloons lovers now.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, because they just put your list and they don't bother hiding it. Now I have 100 people's names. I'm telling you, if I get another balloon thing with 100 people's names, I'm reading them all.
I'm sending them r/events page.
I do like to. Once in a while, I will be in a mood, and I'll rate back, because it'll be like a total stranger. So these are all strangers.
Oh, okay.
So they rate something fucked up to try to get that at first person, you know. Hey, thanks for all the names I added to the I Hate Niggers wish list.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful. This year's KKK picnic will be fuller than ever.
You know what? I send emails sometimes, and the emails aren't hidden. Like when we do the all-girl brunch thing.
Yeah, because we know each other. That's fine.
Yeah. And then when it's all friends, but now, like...
You have to watch sometimes.
It depends. Like, if I do all friends, and there's a couple of comics in there that I think are going to snatch it for their list.
Right.
It's all getting BCC.
Or if someone new is added to the situation.
Yeah.
Have them
I don't trust everybody
yet.
With all these emails. No. Like all of a sudden, you know, there's some comics who see like maybe, and I don't, you know, whatever, Victor Varnado's name or Jesse Joyce's name. It's like, oh, now I have their email. Now I'm going to harass them because comics are actually assholes.
They all want to be prom queen. They're all working for it. You don't get to be up at homecoming court for no reason.
Speaking of the N-word, by the way.
Why you got a point at me, Keith?
You know about this.
All day today.
You know about your boy Nas.
Oh, God.
And he was promoting his new album that you told us about some time ago at the red carpet Grammys. Yeah, yeah. He's got a t-shirt with the N-word on, the actual word.
In bling.
In bling.
In
this
bling.
And beautiful font.
And like a Helvetica. No, not Helvetica. Right. Like a E Old English sort of script. And
Easily 18 point.
Oh, yeah. No. It's quite large. And his wife, Khalees, is wearing a baseball jacket that says...
That's his wife, Khalees?
Yeah, they got married.
I didn't know that.
It says nigger on the back because technically she's mainstream and it's not my album that's called Nigger, so I need to be able to take a photo that they'll use and then help you out.
Right.
The
so she needs to have some duality.
It's called
the name
Nigger?
Of the nigger. It's called Nas Nigger.
Khalees is the one whose milkshake Khalees. Brings all the boys to the yard.
Yes.
Khalees, excuse me. Khalees.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, this is them on the red carpet and a CNN person trying to turn it into
nice,
a story.
Nice blonde white lady just minding her business in her party dress.
This is Nas. He's got his back turned. He doesn't know we're on air. We're live right now. How you doing?
How you doing?
Making a statement here with your t-shirt. This is the name of your upcoming album.
Yeah.
What kind of response have you gotten on the carpet with this?
I haven't really been paying attention, but so far, like with all you guys, it's just been open-mindedness, and I appreciate that.
What kind of message are you hoping to send with that new album and with the title?
It's all the experiences we go through every day of all ethnicities, black, white, and different. You know, I got my friends here, the actress, Danya. I got all my crew here. We've all at some point felt discriminated on, you know, whether it's in Dominican Republic, whether it's in China, whether it's in Iraq, with soldiers getting their heads blown off for reasons we don't know why. And, it, you know, the meaning of the word is supposed to be ignorant. So there's money being made off us poor, innocent, so-called ignorant people. So no longer are just black people niggas today. It's also me and you.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was just a publicity stunt. All right, I'm here with Ray Charles.
Now, he may have had good intentions originally in using the word and had a more clear definition, but you can't see the video, so I'd like to point out at that point in time, Nas is as high as a goddamn kite. Just blunted to the gills.
I don't think it's that deep. I think that it's something that everyone's going
to
have to talk about.
No, I'm sure the press release has a beautiful, beautifully worded reason as to why
not
this album is called Nigga, that some nice white man wrote for him. But Nas's explanation has weed in it. Your explanation right now has a lot of weed in it.
And she's just hoping this ends like, Well, you came in the line of the camera, and I had to say
she's
something.
She's really thinking in her head, where the fuck is Hannah Montana? This is bullshit.
She knows the state of things, and she thinks she's going to get fired, but it's so funny to see him squirm. Like, they feel like being in association with somebody talking shit, they're going
to
get fired.
If you look at the video, when he steps in, she steps back, not to bump into him. She almost doesn't want to be in the same frame as the T-shirt. Like, uh-uh.
People, so no longer are just black people niggas today. It's also me and you.
And that'd be great if this white reporter then said, yeah, I know what you mean.
But the beautiful thing is when you see the photos from the press line, Danya, when he says my friend Danya okay. is on the show on NBC Heroes. She's the Dominican or Mexican or whatever she's playing, the one whose eyes bleed or whatever the case is. Ooh. And he had three nigga T-shirt wearing backup dancers, basically, like three other people in the background. And they just could not fit all that nigga in one frame. So they just focused on him.
Right.
Just weeded.
By the way, I don't watch the show Heroes, but that sounds like a dumb power. Your eyes bleed.
Oh, how's they bleed because she's killing people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's more to the power.
I'm like, how are you going to save the day?
Yeah, you piss her off and she just starts thinking real hard and she gets like blood tears and you're done.
Yeah. Long now, just black people niggas today. It's also me and you.
So you're thinking about your upcoming album as well, but here at the Grammys today, you're actually nominated for Hip Hop is Dead, your previous album, for Best Rap Album. And, you know, are you trying to send a message with that title as well? Because Hip Hop isn't dead in my eyes. Kanye's up for eight Grammys.
I mean, that was last year, and that's been done, and I appreciate all the response I got from that. This is a whole new channel. That train has left the station. That's for all those guys to deal with. Now I want people to think about what I'm thinking about today.
That's so funny.
That's beautiful.
I'm done with that. Hey, remember a year ago you did that album? It's called Nigger. That's pretty controversial. Yeah, I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'm done.
But I like her. Like I'm relevant. I know who Kanye is.
Right.
About today is a more current issue with the presidential race right now. It's time for a new president to come in office and abolish this thing that only allows black people to vote for another 23 years.
Who do you support?
Whoever can stop, abolish this thing that doesn't allow black people to vote after 23 years from now.
All right. Well, best of luck to you tonight, Nas, and in the future with your upcoming album. We appreciate your time. Thanks for your patience, ladies. Thank you so much. Tony, it's going to be an exciting night. You
got
people like Nas here.
Tony's back in the studio like,
Hey, Tony, ask around. Do I still have a job? And then you're going to hear, is it Khalees?
Khalees comes in and just steals my heart at the end of this interview.
Thank you so much. Tony, it's going to be an exciting night. You've got people like Nas here. You've also got electrifying performances.
By the way, John Lennon had a song called Women Are the Niggers of the World.
Right.
That was many years ago. It hasn't changed. So.
Right.
Did you hear thank you for sharing, Khalees?
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, my God, I'm done.
She really could have bumped in. My blood type is O positive and just walked away. Like, it had the same kind of, like, no one was talking to you.
Right, okay, my career's over. Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing?
What is this? Is news to me. What? And I'm
worldly. I know, Keith. You would have had a petition running by now.
Yeah, huh? I'm very worldly. You guys aren't going to be allowed to vote in 23 years.
You guys.
What's that?
He's bastardized something. Usually when things are made in Congress, there's a sunset clause where basically they have a time period where they can reevaluate it. But he's actually incorrect because the right to vote, regardless of race, is an amendment. So Congress doesn't get to vote on it in that way. So he's wrong. But if they did, it would be back to the issue of grandfather clauses. My personal favorite, and I actually wish they would bring this back, the literacy tests.
Oh.
If they base black votes on literacy tests, some of y'all niggas would be failing. I'm just saying. So, yeah.
So they're not going to have – will they have to take the time to do something stupid in 23 years?
No.
We were wrong.
It was ratified in Congress and made an amendment, so you don't have to do that.
Okay. All right. That's weird. That's just funny. Like, you never know. You might
that's
have to
weed
take
logic
it back.
Right there. That's weed right. logic. In 23 years, son, we ain't going to be able to vote, yo. I'm just saying, though. No.
Right.
That's how they be keeping it. That's why I'm going to name my joint nigga.
I'm sure any of his posse are going to be voting in November.
Yo, son, that's deep. You going to name a nigga? Yeah, I'm going to name a nigga. It's my last album with the label. I don't give a shit.
I understand the reporter's head is spinning and she can't think straight, but how great would it be, right, to say, like, is it too personal to ask who you voted for in the primaries?
Who?
Her dog?
Yo, that shit was on a Tuesday. I wasn't even at the house on Tuesday.
Yo, I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about now.
I'm worried about voting in 23 years. Oh, Nas.
I bet then it's going to be the most important election ever. Here's Jane Fonda messing up on TV a little bit.
I love this bitch, too.
She's talking about the vagina monologues. And
they typically do the vagina monologues on Valentine's Day against domestic violence and that sort of thing. So,
and I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you. But, Jane,
this is Meredith Vieira, the girl on The View, now working on the Today Show.
I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you. But, Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play. So what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called Cunt.
Holy trash about Magoo's. Let's hear that again.
It kind of works, though.
You had them,
it really is what it's called. She slipped up by saying it on national TV, but she wasn't necessarily being out of context.
It is funny. Like, they want me to do a play called Cunt.
I'm good.
And I was thinking, no, I don't think that's a good one. But then I started reading it and thinking about it, let's talk about my hoo-ha patch.
...of the play. So what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called Cunt. And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I came to New York to see Eve, and it changed my life. It really did.
Hey, I'm just going to pretend you didn't say that and hope I still have a job.
Meredith Vieira is a smooth operator because her face went panic. Yeah. And then she was, so then you...
So anyway, you saw this. We don't need to mention the name again.
And
we all know it.
I love how it's a live show and they have a button, but they were probably in the back getting coffee. Who the hell's looking for Jane Fonda to slip and say cunt?
Somebody's running down the hall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what the?
Yeah, don't they have
They have someone with a button.
Why didn't they have the button? I understand that's the East Coast feed, so they fixed it for the West Coast. Why isn't there...
Like I said, they're probably not looking for Jane Fonda or all people to just lay up in the cut and go cunt.
I guess that's when everybody took a break.
When you have somebody for real on that you would expect some shit from, like if Whoopi Goldberg's on, I'm sitting there with my finger right over the button because that bitch might fly off at any moment. Jay Fonda used to do those exercise videos, but they don't know from since the way back, like in the 70s, she likes to fly off the handle.
I bet you, so somebody probably just wasn't paying attention. There probably is a dump button.
Someone sneezed, something.
Because you have to have a dump button. These morning shows, they have, big screens on, if somebody's giving the finger or something like that, or you got to do something. Somebody can run up and just curse into those mics when they're asking, where are you from? I'm out.
Well, think about morning shows. What, Mario Batali's going to cuss? Like, who's on the morning show, really, that they have to worry about?
Well, there's your job. Hey, wake up. You let the word cunt get through. I'll go home. I'll go. You can go home early today.
Strike's over. Go home.
Getting back to comics.
Wait, before you move on from this sexy potato with an E who's hating her college experience, unfortunately. They're performing the vagina monologues at my school, and in order to advertise, plaster the halls with pictures of marshmallows and monkey boxes, all of which include a giant poo-dussy mural. Poo-dussy?
Poo-dussy.
What's that? That's a hoo-ha? Mural in the cafeteria. Fucking dykes.
Yeah. School's just to the gills with lesbians, that one.
They're so liberal over there. She's like, I can't say speak a nigger for the life of me around these fucking assholes.
She don't want to bring me to open house.
You know what? Hamda told me this. She came home after hanging out with you ladies, and she said, a sexy potato isn't like in college.
No.
And she's like, they're so prudes, and I can't go around, for example, and saying spick and nigger. Why do you have to?
No,
she really made it sound weird.
Even in conversation,
I'm sorry,
what it is?
You can't.
You think about it when you're in high school, and you're the alternative kid in your high school. You're the one that's a little bit ahead of the curve. Right. You get a whole bunch of those people in one place. It stops being ironical. And it starts to be who can out-PC one another, in a sense, because there's nothing else to do. So, of course, it's...
She's just not having a good time.
Yeah.
That's sad. Speaking about PC, but going back to comics for a second, I said how George Carlin never did anything for me. I think he's just a griper. And
really?
He almost does lists like Annie Rooney sometimes. You can tell it's just, and I understand, don't get me wrong, that all his comedy is, thought out before. It's it's all memorized. But I don't like when he sings a song or he does these clever rhymes that he obviously has memorized. He makes a list of words. He'll just be on stage and say a list of oxymorons, and like 50 in a row. And it's like, and you're clapping kind of because like you're old and you're able to memorize that. And I know he's one of the greats, and you know, it's my fault for not thinking he's good. I never got into Richard Pryor.
I don't like Richard Pryor.
Just a lot of the old people, I feel like you have to like.
And it's kind of humorous, but I don't like him the way some people go bananas, like he was some innovative.
Right. And I don't know what made me do it, I guess, because I never heard old George Carlin. By old, I mean like the 70s. I got this one called Classic Gold, and it's a compilation of the best of three early CDs he had on one specific record label. And I really, really liked it.
Okay.
And it was, so I want to take it back a little bit. I really liked it. Not that he needs my support, but I was able to put myself in this head that these things were never said before.
At that time.
But, you know, he's talking about farts, you know. Remember the days when you used to fart and somebody would go, light a match, will ya? Or if you're sick, go to the hospital. Oh, it looks like something died in you. It's like, I guess if it was never said before and it is a little shocking, then yeah, it's hard to put your mind around, like, you know, okay, think 30 years ago. Right. Think this was never said before. But I did like it. There's something about old comedians I like, too, that they sure were mumblers. And there wasn't a punchline. There was just... You know, there's the thing to get you, of course, but it's not da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
It's jokes were earned back in the day.
Red Fox used to tell stories like he was sitting in his living room.
Exactly. That's how
all night.
That's how George Carlin used to do.
That's how Irish Keith describes Irish comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy Connolly, he'll make you hang out.
Yeah, you're just telling your story and you're mumbling through it and it's funny or it's not. You're not told when it's supposed to be funny.
Part where I lie. Is this the part where
right.
I lie?
Right. And I don't know. There's something I enjoy about that as opposed to things happening now. I know.
You want to choose your own adventure.
Right. Exactly. So that's it. So, you know, I know I shat on it before, but I do enjoy the old stuff from Carlin. I do stick to my thing, though, nowadays. He is just a bitter old man shitting on things.
Nice.
That's
well,
all.
I guess everyone gets to that point.
Yeah, it seems like that's what you do when you get old.
You either find God or you get bitter.
I guess.
Two choices.
It does still despise me to hear edits, though. Let me ask you something about this.
Okay.
If a regular person, let's say Big Jim, our buddy Big Jim that called in, if he went to a club, this is why I don't like, I can hear the edits in here, even though.
Oh, if you're recording live, you mean?
Yeah, if you're recording live, and I mean edits beyond.
Him making
a compilation.
Right.
You can tell in the original recordings, they're edits. What if somebody that isn't good at comedy, didn't study it, goes out, just does 100 shows and edits all together?
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
If you edited within one show,
I take the extreme.
Right.
But...
Yeah, you're likely to be funny enough that they can throw something together.
Right. What's so fantastic about doing 5 dates... And splicing it all
only one show.
Because it's the same show. Because it's the same joke.
Oh, well, if you do it, but it's a different audience. I think the tempo is different.
I think that's okay. I think it's the same
thing. I just think it's a point. I think, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, go out, do a fucking million shows.
I think you're not fair about that stuff.
Okay.
It's like doing a play, and then you take the week's worth of plays, and then the best time you hit the note, the best time you hit the words, and you put it together. And that's, you know, as a person buying it, I want to see the
best.
Or
the best applause, which one are we going by? That's
the question. They can do the applause no matter what. You can always add applause,
right.
But
right.
It's probably the timing of the joke that's the best. That makes sense, I think. I think you're a little bit of a snob there, babe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah,
I hear the edit, it's a little fuck you.
The
me.
Edit thing is different. I think that you can hire good editors where you don't hear the editing.
Right.
That's different. But the fact that you do it in one night, it's very impressive. But that doesn't
mean
everybody
has... I want to make that clear, too.
No, I'm going to say that. It's very impressive, but that doesn't mean that that's how the world works.
Okay.
Look at you just shitting on Valentine's Day. Live album. What's next?
April Christmas? 15th.
All right, let's get to the gossip now. What's happening this week with these wackos?
Well, a new player on the scene. We've had all our DUIs come through from all the girls in Hollywood. Now we have a boy. We have Paris and Nikki Hilton's younger brother, Baron. Baron was pulled over on the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu for a DUI. Mm. In the process of pulling over, he pulled into a gas station and hit an attendant with his car.
Oh.
The attendant had bruises and was mostly pissed that the paparazzi were hanging out trying to take pictures of him. But Baron was taken to jail and booked on having a fake license and having a blood alcohol level of 0.14.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he had a fake license. He's 18, so he was illegal to be drunk either way.
In his defense, maybe he had my breathalyzer. It said .000.
That's nice. But the most beautiful part, his parents decided it's now time for some tough love, and they did not come bail him out of jail. So Barron sat in jail until later the next day, I believe, until his friends managed to scratch up $20,000 to get him out. So I guess they're trying to play. They figure with all the Britney storm going around that they can't just be nice parents. And it's almost not fair. I mean, the girls got away with murder. So I think you should get nicer. You should get one jailbreak.
Girls, you know,
behave yourself.
They make babies. They keep the world going.
Wow.
You got to treat them a
you
little nicer.
You don't go around punching them in the guts.
Right. Right. What else, Patrice?
Jennifer Lopez is due to deliver for today. She's at North Shore in New York.
She's so gonna induce to get a Valentine's Day baby.
Girl, she looks just well, she should. She looks painful at this point. She's having twins, reportedly a boy and a girl. And she's been in labor for about a week, if you read the right things. She even took an afternoon off of being in labor to go to Fashion Week last week, which was nice of her. Also, baby news, Christina Aguilera is on the cover of People magazine for this week with her son, Max. Max is about 3 weeks old now. And she said being a mother has changed her and she will not be doing Playboy as previously reported.
Aww. I knew it. You know, we'll never like...
You had a feeling.
Hugh Hefner talks a little too fast.
Hugh Hefner doesn't talk. Hugh Hefner is 500. He is at the house watching Shirley Temple movies and eating his pudding. All these people talk in his behalf. He doesn't talk.
Well, then those people need to calm down. Now, we're in talks with Britney Spears. You'll never get her.
You ever roll up on Hugh and he'll just be like, what happened?
Right. He has no clue what he's talking about. Why wouldn't they be able to get Britney Spears?
They won't.
She made enough mistakes.
They can't get her in one place to stand still long enough for all of that.
They won't. There's never any real good gets.
They'd have to be candid. Yeah, there haven't been anybody like really blockbuster. Like Demi Moore back in the day. That was a big deal at the time for a really, really mainstream actress to do Playboy. That was a big deal when she did it. Vanessa Williams, the second time.
It's not like she was... You know, that made her famous. Her doing Penthouse was a lesbian scene. She was Miss America. It was shocking. That's what made her famous. So it wasn't like, oh, Vanessa Williams did. And even say today, like, oh, Vanessa Williams, you know what I mean? That's not a Britney Spears. Vanessa Williams isn't Paris Hilton.
It was a big deal because of the circumstances.
Right.
Whatever.
Didn't Kimberly Stewart do it? I believe she did it.
Oh, Kimberly Stewart. That's fantastic. Okay. How'd they get her?
Such a racist. Can't C-level celebrities just show their vaginas in peace?
I'm just saying.
I honestly can't think of anybody in the past couple years. It's been those three girlfriends lately, just all over it.
Right.
There hasn't been anybody relevant. I think Dita Von Teese, but that doesn't count. She wears pasties. And
we mentioned this last week, the Raiders strike. And, of course, now it looks like everything is solved.
It is wrapping itself up. They went back to work today. They're starting to write again on certain shows. Certain shows are just going to be pushed back to fall because creatively they've decided it's not worth it in a sense to sort of crank out episodes for no reason. Like Heroes is going to just come back next season. They had a rough second season. They're having a rough second season, so they decided to just get it back all together and sort of start again, like a season premiere in the fall, and just not wipe out anything but continue from there. They're not going to take a jump or anything. They're going to restructure the show. Also, they NBC has re-upped for two new shows, Chuck and Life, and those won't be coming back till the fall either, but immediately coming back.
Chuck and Life?
Two separate
Chuck
shows.
And then Life.
Oh, okay.
The one name thing is the thing this season as far as shows are concerned. But immediate new TV on the 23rd, Saturday Night Live is going to come back with a new episode with Tina Fey hosting. And then on March 1st, Ellen Page from Juno is going to be hosting. No word on the musical guests as of yet. Also for NBC, on April 3rd, My Name is Earl
that
is coming back.
That better be a good Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
April 3rd is My Name is Earl, and then back on the 10th will be 30 Rock, Scrubs, and The Office. The only thing that happened, interestingly enough, with the strike is that they had time to reevaluate the shows that they were doing, so a lot of shows that were either in their first year or sort of struggling aren't coming back at all, like on the My 9 or CW or whatever it's called. Girlfriends is not coming back. It's done.
What a crap
last
show.
Last Monday was their last two episodes. They were around for 8 years, and it's done. They're not bringing them back.
Are you disgusted by TV that, let's say, is catered to the African American community?
I actually took the time to watch an episode of Girlfriends the other night, and I know why I don't watch it. It was just...
It's so bad.
You had to have been into the idea of... you almost had to have to be, like, elitist about being black to watch it and find anything in it humorous.
What's it called now? Is it My9, UPN, or CW? Not CW. CW's
CW
for white
is 11.
Kids.
Right.
No, it is CW. Girlfriends comes on CW. Because I see the commercials during Gossip Girl sometimes. But yeah, CW. What?
How about Al Sharpton complains about these TV shows?
He shouldn't complain about that show because every other joke is about being black or not being black enough. And but black people love Applebee's. And,
right.
And
they
black,
do, though.
Black.
You know what they do, though?
I don't like Applebee's, Keith.
It's also supposed
and
to
I
be
know
very...
And I know one that can swim. You know what I mean? Yeah. They like do like Applebee's.
That I like one Red girl, Lobster. Let's keep it correct.
That one girl is like a lawyer in a very, very good position, yet she's the dumbest bitch ever.
Well, no. They have to be black and have great, great, awesome jobs, but still have that Oprah homegirl quality where they could be down home and I could wear sweats and eat Cheddar Bay biscuits with the best of them.
Like, their sweats are like gourmet everything.
Yeah.
Like everything they, whatever. It's, you know what?
It's this weird game of high-low that you have to play. Like you can't just be like, you can't have a standard. You have to have a career. You can't have a job when you're on a TV show.
But we could say weird things about that show, Friends, because it's like they all live in Manhattan apartments.
They all had day jobs but wandered.
Yeah,
really.
Huge Manhattan apartments. Oh, yeah. Yet they always have time to hang out. They never really have a high-paying job except for Chandler that nobody knows what he's doing.
They all just
and
kind
Ross.
Of make it. Yeah.
But somehow,
how about
everyone's
this? You all have
chilling.
Good jobs. Somehow you have all that free time. Beautiful apartments, beautiful looking people. You don't got to keep fucking each other.
That's true. You can expand outside the circle. Right. Bring some other people.
I think we need two more people in our group. It's getting kind of creepy. I'm a dude. I got to fuck Ross now. I'm running out of options.
But then on the black shows, it only makes it weird because we're pointing out in every episode, there's another one called The Game. It's about like football and has the girls from Sister or whatever.
Okay.
The white character, that's the main one of the main characters, we have to consistently point out that she's white and we almost keep her as a pet. She's the white girl that we let hang out with us. You know? And then once an episode, they get to do, like, she'll go, like, they were moving some girl out of her apartment or whatever the case was, and she's like, we got to go back for her hair products. You know, she's already heartbroken. We can't have her looking toe up. And then this is what the white character says. And the black character looks at her, after this, I'm going to have to take a break from you. And like, what happened? What?
It's too much. White people can be too much.
You know? You've you gotten know. Two sister girl for me.
You're too successful. Although, you know what? I don't really know how to do it. I was going to talk about doing the stand-up, but I'll talk about it now because I don't really know how I do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But whenever you hear black comedians and that double standard, you know, where they can talk about us, God forbid we would imitate a black person, you know, on a stage or something like that, and black people do the voice, you know, excuse me, sir, may I have
lace.
A cappuccino? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hung out somewhere with these people that black people make fun of.
These people.
It's waspy people.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
know what? We do talk like that, act like that, and it is the sweater with the white collar, you know, coming out of it, and excuse me, pardon me, but we do that, and
well,
I will
true.
Never pick on a black comedian to doing that again.
Well, those are the people who, you know, go out to dinner and get there at 7, dinner's over at 9. They either watch a movie or they start going home.
Yeah, anybody can make fun of those people.
They only discuss but so many topics.
I don't mind. I don't mind black comedians making fun of white people. It's when you go the easy route.
No, but those guys usually, isn't it true they usually go out in couples? If you're not a couple, you feel kind of outed.
Right. They're established is the word for it. Yeah. Yeah.
They all need a dump. Like before we try to have a conversation, do you want to take a shit?
They sit up way too straight.
They sit up way too straight. It's this constipated Protestant look.
Hi, what do you do for a living? Oh, that must be so Protestant. Nice for you. So there must be a lot of upward movement in your company.
The
so.
Ones that ask you too many questions. Yeah. Why you need to know all of that? I don't know you.
I'm bringing my two friends. I hope they're like you and we all stare. Tend to try so
quiet.
Hard to make conversation. It doesn't go anywhere. And you know, and I'm confused. Like, are they even having fun? Yeah. Kenda's like, yeah, this is fun to them.
Yeah. This is a big night out for the week. They have to step away to call the babysitter for a moment.
So I'm sorry, Steve Harvey. Keep doing it.
I do have
These
a
These people exist.
I come straight into it, too, because I know who's going to be the starers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can either, and you know, people might call it a fault. I don't know. We can either sit there and all stare at each other and maybe everyone's still having a good time. I'm not. So I just kind of go in, like, just as if we're best friends. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And start talking about, like, whatever it is. And there really is no nothing coming back. And I'm like, would you like me to just stop talking? Then you try that, and we're really not talking.
You really are comfortable with that.
Nobody
all
is
this
talking.
Quiet. Right.
There's no food yet.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's not like we're munching on anything.
Right.
We're still getting settled.
So why are we even eating together if we're not going to talk?
What's the point of going out
to
eat?
What are we doing?
The whole point of going out to eat is now, like, we don't have to worry about the food coming to us.
Right.
We can just yap, 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 yap.
And those are the people that send you that email the next day. Had a great time last night. Hope we can do it again.
So
fuck no. Fuck no.
How many of you guys are coming?
You know, you sure?
When do we do it again?
Shit.
Remember last weekend we were at a brunch, all the girls, and the check came, and like an hour later we were still kind of hanging out.
Really? If they were crowded, they would have hated us.
Yeah, no, they were fine with it.
We just sat there and just marinated it.
Actually,
it
took them an hour to give us the check, which was good because we were like,
well, because that gay guy was busy practicing his runway walk in the background. I'm not lying.
Breaking news, by the way.
That's where
the best brunches
are. What's up? Several people shot at Illinois University.
Oh, no.
At least two people have been shot at Northern Illinois University outside Chicago.
18 people.
I'm looking at two on CNN.
Yikes.
The reported gunman is dead, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. The university has been ordered its student body to seek shelter and canceled classes.
Oof. If you go there, be careful.
Wow, that's so weird because I clicked on the CNN thing about 10 minutes ago and it said 18 people, and now they changed it to at least two people. That's so weird.
Whoops.
Yeah.
It's not like one
that's
and eight.
That's a huge difference.
You bumped the two by accident.
Some of them were faking.
Wow, maybe they meant shot at.
Shot at 18 people.
You know what it was? It was a Valentine's gift gone wrong.
Wow. That's what happens when you buy deli flowers. That wasn't nice. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know. The best to everybody. It's,
be careful.
It's weird being... You gotta think about this now to be a teacher.
I'm not teaching nobody's children because, first of all, you can't beat them.
Right.
Anymore.
It's not even that you're working in a bad neighborhood. Being a teacher.
You're in a university now.
Yeah.
At 18, I could beat you, but elementary school.
I think teachers should be allowed to carry guns, especially at that age.
Like a marshal, like an air marshal, yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that would help.
It would help. You know what? I think it would help. If you're walking around room to room, you know, if you're walking around room to room, oh, you're coming towards my room. I have the key now. And let's fucking end this.
No, the keys are okay, though. The guns are just, what are you going to do? Like, have it
I have
out?
A key to the gun rack, I meant.
Mm. Oh,
I'm not saying have a full on this gun rack.
If you know Mr. Murphy's a good shot, you're not going on that side of the building.
But now you guys could send me in your facts. You know, 98% of accidents happen. I know, if the gunman came around, I'd probably take the shotgun and shoot my face.
Oh, please.
Keith, here's a story why you shouldn't have a gun. A guy cut his kids up and shot the parts. Oh, all right. I might do that by accident.
Well, at least they were
have kids and then chop them up.
Nice. There's a lot of work there, okay? I like the part where I just get a gun. How about that?
All right, we have to get out of here pretty soon. We're going to the Valentine's Day...
open mic.
Yes.
Hopefully people will cry about it. What finishing news?
I can close it out and keep it in the vein of Black History Month.
Okay.
It's called Overreaching. 50 Cent, he went to court this week with the mother of his son, Marquise. And they went to court over child support. I know in the past I've talked about Puffy having to give Misa Hylton Brim somewhere in the range of like $250 million a year in child support. So his baby's mama, Shaniqua, got ambitious. 50 was paying...
Wait, I thought baby mama was Marquise.
The baby's Marquise.
Oh, okay.
The baby's Marquise. So baby mama got very ambitious and said, 50, you need to give me more money for him. This is ridiculous. And 50 said, I'm giving you like $30,000 a month. How about I don't do that? How about I don't give you more? So they go to court. She requested $50,000 a month.
Wow, what are you doing?
Marquise is like seven. At seven, I cost maybe $125 a week. She requested $50,000 a month and was granted $25,000 a month while they were reviewing things. They came back with a decision, and had she accepted the money she'd given him that he was offering originally out of court, she would have been fine. The court decided that she will receive $6,700 a month.
There we go. And that's even a lot, don't you think?
Yeah.
His lawyer said the court was not blinded by celebrity, not dazzled by wealth, but applied sound reasoning in inserting the reasonable needs of the child. Because 50 still pays out of pocket for his school, clothes, you know, whatever you have when you have your kid with you. So she's talking about rent, whatever. I swear to God, I can never be a man and have a baby and leave you. Because if I'm paying rent, you're sleeping outside. Let my child sleep in the house.
Crazy.
So she's getting $6,700 instead of the $20,000-$30,000 she could have had if she had just behaved
good,
herself.
Good. Finally. Greed.
Exactly. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy when you're getting already. What are you being greedy
What'd
about?
What'd you do? You popped something out of your vagina. Shut up.
Applause. That's what Mother's Day is for. Get
That's
your candy
insane.
Then.
That's insane. $30,000 a month.
To
I
do
mean,
what?
Hi, mothers. I know it's a huge job.
Even
can
they know better.
Can you do it on 30 grand, you think?
You know?
You think you can... I know, it's hard. 30 grand a month.
You need a median average yearly salary to raise a 7-year-old.
You can hire 10 people on 30 grand a fucking month.
30 grand a month? I'm getting a little Asian child to do his homework. There's some extra shit you got to do for 30 grand a month.
Listen to this story. In Berlin, Germany, a woman in Germany who became pregnant after an online sex auction.
What happened?
A sex auction has won a court battle to force the website that hosted the sale to reveal the names of the winners so that she can find out who's the father.
I'm sorry, what happened?
What the hell?
Online sex auction. So she sold the vagina online, right?
Yeah, to the highest bidder. There were 6 winners, by the way. I don't know what kind of auction that is.
She went to the location / scene of the crime.
Right.
And slept with these people.
Yes. Got a baby from it.
Without a high cat dog shaking right, their hands, conversation, nothing.
Yeah, you're not fucking...
Nobody bought her a Coke?
You're not fucking Benjamin Wallace. You're fucking Big Jim 50, huge dick. You know what I mean? You're Cone Bone 69. That's who you're
fucking.
Wow.
No Christian names, huh?
Right. So you know, now she's like, oh, I realize I'm fucking all these people with no real names website. You must know who they really are because I bet you took money from them for this retarded whore auction.
That's illegal.
I need to know the real names.
Now, is she keeping this baby?
I assume. 6 different men want...
Wait, is Germany, is it legal to...
I have sure no idea.
Germany, you could do anything in Germany.
Kill Jews.
Girl, from there it was just all downhill. Do what you need to.
Why don't we worry about traumatic stress disorder instead of if I'm selling my nanner on the internet? I think we have bigger priorities. There's a war in Iraq.
The nation's slogan, Germany, go ahead.
6 different men.
Go ahead.
Welcome to Germany. Just go ahead. 6 different men won internet auctions to have sex with a woman in April and May last year. They were only known to her by their online names.
I'm sorry, the 6th man is nasty.
Yeah. A woman wanted to discover which one of the men had made her pregnant, so she needed their contact details. Of course, if they're not willing to go along with a gene test, she'll have to take them to court. The woman
You're an asshole, all of you.
The woman asked the site's operator to reveal the true identity of the men, but it was refused, setting a confidentiality clause in its terms and conditions.
Now we want to get confidential.
The court ruled in her favor, saying the child's right to know who its father was took precedence. The court declined to give the woman's age and nationality.
I'm sorry, but if you're selling your vagina on the internet, how are you affording a child?
Well, you could just get a little extra money. It didn't say necessarily.
Now you're back to square one. You got to keep selling your vagina on the internet.
I guarantee she was poor. However, it doesn't necessarily say that. Maybe she wasn't. She just wanted to do something for fun, make a little extra money. Maybe she still has money to raise the kid on her own.
Pocket money.
If not, right, a little pocket money. Like, you know what?
You really said that with a straight face.
And then when I go out with somebody, you know, Kenda does this. Like,
she sells her vagina on the internet.
She said the other day. But, like, we'll get a check for some, and it's like Henda won at poker recently, and she goes, you know, we're going to the movies on my poker money, haha, I'm rich. So now she'll go on a date sometime. By the way, this dinner's on me. I got it from the sex online money.
She sold her vagina to random. She did not know their names.
Aspire, 23.
You know, dicked her down 12.
And I understand, like, the baby's a person. Maybe the baby has a right to know. It's very, very weird. Does the baby have a right to know?
Yes,
they're not doing it in the interest of the whore. They're doing it in the interest of the baby.
Yeah, the baby has a right to know. And when you stick your penis in somebody,
does she get to assert? Does she get to now sue for child support?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
And the baby, when you stick your penis in something, then you know this might happen, right?
Not when you buy it on the internet. You expect it to go away.
I expected, yeah.
If that's the case, you get a wife.
I know computers break down. I was thinking, fucking this girl over the internet, she would just, like, pass
exactly.
out. Yeah, like
maybe you should next time just only use the IP of the coffee shop by your house.
Exactly. Right. The fact that you do not have a way of contacting me pretty much states that I wanted you to be anonymous.
Right. Right.
Well, it's a lesson for a lot of people out there right now.
But you said, I was lost lover 26. You said I didn't have to say nothing.
Good time for you, 5657.
It's my dad's name.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Announcements?
Yeah, don't forget Keith's stuff is on iTunes. All 4 of his DVDs, his new DVD will be taped on April 15th, just like usual. But if you go on iTunes and you just put in Keith Malley or...
Whatever.
I mean, it's pretty simple. You're going to be able to download his DVDs, his CDs, his CDs. And if you want to get his CDs and DVDs, go to keithandthegirl.com/store.
To have the physical things.
Yeah.
I took time for the pretty pictures, though.
You need something to hold on to.
Yeah, it looks great. Either way, you win. Yes. Right? Yes. Right? And Keith, how's your Patrice, how's your website doing?
It's doing nice. We're doing a nice little Oscar week thing next week. So
cool. Popscribe.com. All your gossip needs all week long.
Who's going to win Best Picture?
I don't know.
Popscribe.com, bitches.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks, Patrice.
I grew up in a neighborhood right next to a black, right next to Harlem. Well, we had an interesting neighborhood. It was a little Irish neighborhood with Columbia University all on one side, like including everything connected with Columbia, like Juilliard School of Music was there, and the Union Theological Seminary, Jewish Theological Seminary, Riverside Church, St. Luke's Hospital, St. John the Divine Cathedral, all of that stuff on one side, and on the other side, Harlem. And we'd call our little neighborhood White Harlem because it sounded bad, you know? Where are you from? White Harlem. Yeah. Sound tough, sound bad. The real name was Morningside Heights. Sounds so faggy. To us, anyway, faggy had nothing to do with sex. A fag was just a sissy. Fag was a guy that wouldn't stay out later, go stealing or hitching on trucks or something, right? Ah, he's a fag, he's got to go home. Go home, you fag. It's 10 o'clock, the big fag's going home. Queer, we knew what a queer was. Queer was a queer, right? Queer was the word you learned after homo. He's a homo.
He's a homo. He's a homo. Hey.
Then queer, queer. In fact, the difference between a fag and a fag was a guy that wouldn't go downtown with you beating up queers, right? That's kind of part of that Irish street macho of the era. We were still into gang fighting then and all that. Talking about being black, like I've been black since I was 14, I think, on and off, kind of sometimes darker than others, depending on who I was hanging out with. But, I like to remind, you know, white folks that we're all Nixon's niggers now. You have to remember that, man. We're all the same. No matter what your color is, y'all. But it was very natural to become kind of interested in black street culture because it's attractive. It's free, oddly enough. You know, the least free people are the freest to be free in their culture and their dealings. You get more eye contact from a black person in the street. They're easier with their body, man. They're more open with their songs, with their troubles. You know, there's a freedom, there's a liberation in it, which we saw. And Dick and I noticed, like, if you take five white guys, and I mean Anglo, Irish, English, kind of my white guys, not some exotic middle European white guy, but you, Mike, this really white guy, Jim, you know, like phosphorescent Irish skin, man. You see us glowing at the beach, right? Burn and peel, man. I never try to get a tan. I just try to neutralize the blue, you know? If I can keep even with flesh tone, I'm happy, man. It's just too hard. You got to go out 7 minutes the first day, 9 minutes the second day, 11 minutes the third day. Then it's cloudy for 3 days. You stay home on Sunday, you fall asleep drunk at the beach 7 hours, burn and peel for a week and a half. So you get five white guys like this, my kind of guys from my neighborhood.
You know, these guys here.
Five white guys, and put them with five black guys and let them hang around together for about a month. And at the end of the month, you'll notice that the white guys are walking and talking and standing like the black guys do. You'll never see the black guys saying, "Oh, golly, we won the big game today. Yes, sir. Big game, cool." But you'll see guys with red hair and freckles named Duffy say, "What's happening? Nothing to it. You got it, man. Hey, nice. That's cool. Too late, baby. Shit, I don't know. What's happening?"
KeithAndTheGirl.com